I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, this is the third hour of such a fun show. If you haven't been to Niagara Falls, people, I'm so overwhelmed I can't even say it. If you haven't been to Niagara Falls, or if you haven't been in a long time, this is an intergenerational destination. You know, there's some places you can go, the kids are going to hate it, or the grandparents are going to hate it, or you're going to hate it, because it's just, you know, it just doesn't jive with you. Well, Niagara Falls is one of those unique destinations where it doesn't matter your age, you will get something out of the wonderful experience of being there. And I am just delighted to be in Niagara Falls, and we're going to take you off to Top of the Falls, a restaurant that overlooks the falls with panoramic views, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get tickets now for John Williams Film Night, coming August 19th at 8 p.m. at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. One of the Tanglewood calendar's most consistently popular evenings. Joining Williams on stage will be Andras Nelsons. Hear classic cinema scores from Harry Potter, E.T., and so much more. Get tickets at bso.org or tanglewood.org.
You know, people, there are so many wonderful places in America. I meet people all the time that tell me about they've just come back from Iguazu Falls in South America. They're going to Victoria Falls. If you show me a waterfalls, and, you know, I've fallen in love immediately. Waterfalls and polka dots. I never met one I didn't love. Powers Court Falls, just outside of Dublin. Ah, wonderful falls. But they're all tinker toys compared to Niagara Falls. And you don't have to fly across an ocean to find it. It's right here in your backyard. And if you are an American citizen and you don't cross the line into Canada, you don't need a passport. Just show up. I'm already planning to come back in January. And typically in January, I head somewhere warm. And I may head somewhere warm anyway. But I have heard so much about what winter at Niagara Falls, New York, looks like that I've got to come back here in the winter. And I'm hoping I can light a fire and hope that it doesn't melt anything under the folks up here to get behind an ice sculpture festival. Maybe they do it. Maybe they've done it. Maybe they've thought about it and haven't. But I think that would be such a glorious reason to drive people to come and see this exquisite place at a time of year you don't usually think about. We are at a place called Top of the Falls. We're sitting on an outdoor terrace patio deck, and we are overlooking the falls itself. And my goodness, the spray coming out of the falls, you can feel embracing you and just lightly kissing your skin while you sit here. It's just glorious. It's just glorious. And it almost looks like smoke rising as you see the mist of the falls. There's a sound of wind I'm sure you can hear. And I don't know if you can hear the roar of the falls in the background. But this is a sight for all of your sensations. And especially for my listeners, and so many of you have corresponded with me. who have sight challenges, this is a place where you can experience the falls without using your eyes. It's remarkable. You will smell it. You will feel it on your skin. You'll be touched by it. And you will know what it's all about without too much of a description from anybody, because you'll be able to actually internalize it from the exterior in. And for those of you who are blessed with the sensation of sight, wow, this is a wow. So here on the deck with me is Michael Barnes. He's the general manager of Niagara Falls State Park. At the place, we're sitting at the place where Top of the Falls is, but there are other things in New York State Park here at Niagara Falls that you're also responsible for, Michael. And you gave me a list, and it sounds like, rest his soul, Tony Musto, who used to be in charge of the Air Sea Department for Celebrity Cruises, who one day said to me, "How much is any one person supposed to be responsible for?" You ever feel like that, Michael?
Just about every day in the summer, that's correct. But I do have to correct you. So I'm the general manager for Delaware North. And what Delaware North is we provide the services for New York State Parks inside Niagara Falls.
Well, I'm going to write the word "at" on your business card right after general manager and right before Niagara Falls State Park, because I made the error of reading what was in front of me.
No problem.
That's all right. My new business cards?
I just don't want the Commissioner of Parks calling me and asking me when I got promoted.
Well, so. I have to tell you, my new business card, somebody forgot to put my email address on, so I get it.
but anyways, what we do here for state parks, and, you know, Niagara Falls State Parks gets millions and millions of visitors annually every summer, is we're here to, you know, enhance the guest experience, right? It's all about the falls. It's all about your opening monologue there, describing what you're seeing and feeling here, and it's our job to kind of enhance that visit. So, you know, when you're here and you're spending a couple hours and lunchtime rolls around, well, that's what Top of the Falls restaurant's all about, right? You take a break from walking and come upstairs, sit down for a few minutes, have a nice meal, and then go back out and enjoy the park. So
we arrived here on the second floor, where you have the spectacular view from inside the restaurant, as well as, because there are panoramic windows everywhere, and out here on this lovely terrace. But it was just a little bit of torture, Michael, because you waltzed me past the area where the wait staff picks up food that's just been finalized to be delivered to the tables, and I almost didn't make it out here to the terrace.
Smells pretty good there,
oh,
doesn't it?
Yummalicious.
And I know you're gonna talk to Chef Dan Thorington next, and
yes, we are.
And he might even have some samples for you to try, which would be great.
Well, that would be a nice thing. Yep. I've never been accused of not having an appetite. I'm probably one of the only people I know that gets the flu and still wants to eat.
And I'll tell you what's neat is you got to save a little room for dessert, because a lot of what we do in the restaurant is focused around local vendors and local products. And actually, there's a program sponsored by New York State called Taste New York. That's actually a program out of the Department of Ag and Markets. And we actually run the Taste of New York program, and you'll see it throughout the menu when you're talking to Chef Dan.
Oh, good.
But the desserts are a lovely little bakery up in Lewiston, New York, that we get the desserts from, and they're fantastic. So,
gotta
make sure you save a little room for dessert tonight.
I sometimes describe myself as Eye of Hawk, and I'm very focused on attention to detail. Because sometimes I visit places, like here at Top of the Falls, at Niagara Falls State Park in New York, and I'm only going to be here a couple hours, and I'll be gone. So I really literally have to drink in everything and have it connect.
Yep.
And you'd be surprised what you can learn about a place just by paying attention to the attention they pay to the details. So we were coming out here to sit down and talk with you, and one of the things you want to make sure you do when you're going to start talking with people is make sure that there are things to drink around in case somebody's throat gets dry or starts to cough or whatever. And so, you know, I, as my audience knows well, I'm a Diet Cola person. And so my Diet Cola is here. And I also asked for a glass of water, which came delivered with a sprig of mint.
And cucumber.
And, yeah, little, a cucumber sliced into quarters, so it's little, they almost look like the shape of, you know, watermelon sections. Little triangle with a rounded arc edge. And straw in the middle with a little covered paper on the straw. And my remote producer, I don't know what he asked for, but geez, that's gorgeous.
That's the mango and strawberry infused water.
That's water.
Yeah.
Wow. In a glass that says Niagara Falls on it, and big lumpuses of strawberry pieces in it, and it just looks like, I mean, all that's missing, if you put one of those Chinese umbrellas, paper umbrellas in there, you'd think it was some very fancy, luscious cocktail. But it looks like very fancy, luscious, whatever it is.
And this one here is so refreshing. You've got to try it.
Oh, I will.
It is so refreshing.
We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams, live from top of the falls at Niagara Falls at Niagara Falls State Park, New York. Don't leave me.
I'm just bursting with talk. What a tale could be told if we went for an old-fashioned walk. Let's take a stroll through the park, down a lane where it's dark, and a heart that's controlled may relax on an old-fashioned walk. For a couple who seem to be miles apart.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra of the Boston Pops has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt, or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams with a personal invitation to join me in Saratoga Springs, New York on August 31st at Northshire Bookstore for my Meet the Author presentation of my novel, Rumors. You may know the quintessential Northshire Bookstore in Manchester, Vermont, an amusement park for people of all ages who love books. Northshire's newest unique bookstore is located at 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York, and is another playland for book lovers, where on August 31st, I'll be presenting Rumors starting at 6 p.m., followed by book signings. Please join me at Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, August 31st at 6 p.m. You can even get there on Amtrak. Be there, or we'll start rumors about you. Visit my blog at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Let's go again to Niagara.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am at the top of the falls, a glorious place to stop and have a munch, a bite, a snack, a meal. And I am told by Michael Barnes, the general manager for Delaware North here at Niagara Falls State Park at Niagara Falls, New York, that you better save some room for dessert. So going to take him at his word. Let's talk about, firstly, your hours of operation. You've mentioned that millions of people come in the summer, but I've been turned on to the idea that Niagara Falls, New York, is a 12-month destination, and I'm going to hot-foot my bones over here in the winter just to see what nature does to the rising mist meeting tree branches at below freezing temperatures. I mean, anybody out there with a camera, it appears this is the place you want to be. So are you only open seasonally?
Well, like I said, besides the restaurant here, we also do all the retail. We have three gift shops throughout the park, and then we have two main concession food areas. And we have some portable buildings out where we do a lot of walking, and it's in between where the major buildings are. A lot of the operation, we're fully opened from the beginning of May through Columbus Day weekend. And then probably two-thirds of our operations will close down, but we still have a retail and food and beverage presence open at the visitor center and attached to the Cave of the Winds Pavilion. But the hours are different. You know, we're only operating in the winter months for one shift a day from 9 o'clock in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon versus this time of year where we have things opening at 9 o'clock in the morning and we're open till 10 o'clock at night.
Well, yeah, but you have a shorter day also.
Right.
I mean, you know, you get into winter, it's dark at 5 o'clock. So.
Right.
And it's been my experience. You don't want to be in state parks after dark unless you have a lot of lighting equipment with you.
Right.
And I know from the first time that we tried to get during a winter month to Volcano National Park on the Big Island of Hawaii. You don't want to be there when it's dark.
Yeah.
Trust me on that one.
It's dark.
With the lava flowing around.
Yeah.
This is not something you want to do. So, so then you'd be able to find a retail gift shop at the visitor center.
And a deli.
Okay.
There's a grab-and-go deli. And also a ice cream coffee shop operation that operates in the winter months. And then the park, which we're really, really excited about. The park is part of the 4 years and $70 million worth of renovations that are going on in the park as they're opening a new pre-Cave of the Winds attraction building. So it's actually going to be a full experience that you will go through prior to going down on the Cave of the Winds decks, where you actually walk within 12 feet of 180 feet of water coming at you, which is kind of cool. The neat part about this pre-attraction building is in the fall, when the Cave of the Winds closes, they actually close the decks for the wintertime because of the ice down in the gorge and the mist.
You slide and kill yourself time.
This new pre-attraction building will operate year-round. And so now you'll actually, even though you won't be able to go down on the decks, you'll be able to learn about the decks, see the decks. There's a movie on what it looks like and what it feels like.
Phenomenal.
So for the first time ever, you know, we're actually going to have an attraction actually open on Goat Island year-round. So it's going to be kind of cool.
And when is that expected?
The grand opening is next spring, so starting in 2018.
Do you know a date or a month
yet? No, not yet, not yet.
Well, I'm going to rely on all the wonderful people involved here at Niagara Falls State Park to let me know, because I'd love to be here when it opens.
It's going to be really
that
neat.
That would be very cool.
It's going to be very
that
neat.
That would be very cool.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, for decades and decades, when we have had out-of-state visitors, you know, when I say out-of-state, people that don't gravitate toward the Northeast much.
Right.
Or international visitors come to see us. We have done our best to get them to Philadelphia, to Baltimore, to Washington, D.C., to Williamsburg, Virginia, and to come through New York State, stopping at Watkins Glen. Mm-hmm. And stopping in Corning and other places along through the Finger Lakes area and up to Niagara Falls. And whenever I think of Niagara Falls, the first person who comes to me, she was a teenager when she came to spend the summer with us, and she was 17 years old, Christelle Labasseur, who was from the western part of France. And we took her to all the places I just mentioned during her two-month stay with us. When we got to Niagara Falls, and we did everything. We did Cave of the Winds, and we did the Maid of the Mist, and we walked on the bridges, and we walked on the rampways, and we did everything that was available that one could do. Yeah. And we spent a couple days, which people, you really should do. Don't plan to stop by for two hours and keep rolling. You really need to come. Don't just spend the night. Spend at least a good solid couple of days. So minimally, you've got 3 days and two nights. If you've got more time, there's more stuff here. It's not just, water, goodbye. So we were packing the car to leave. And she looked at me with tears in her eyes, and I will never forget it. And she said, "I will never forget this visit." And I'm sure to this day she probably still does. So what is your day like, Michael? I mean, you're responsible for so much that's in here on behalf of Delaware North, a company I stumble across all the time when I'm talking with various national parks people and you know, other venues where they mention, well, this is operated by Delaware North, quite a company.
Yeah, it really is. It's, you know, what's interesting is it's family owned, and the family's out of Western New York. We actually just built a new corporate headquarters in downtown Buffalo with about 400 employees that work out of there. But the company, you know, I'm part of the Parks and Resorts division, but we have an airport division. We have a sports service division. We have a gaming division, and we also have an international division where we are, you know, operating in Australia and parts of the UK. So,
UK?
In the UK, we do Wembley Stadium. We do a couple of the airports. In Australia, we do what's the name of the parks in Australia? There's three major parks there. I can't remember the name of them.
And then it'll give us a good reason to talk again.
And then we do a lot with some of the cricket clubs. We also do some of the airports in Australia. It's a pretty sizable operation.
And, of course, you're all over the U.S.
And all over the U.S. And, like I said, you know, family-owned, privately-owned, held right out of Buffalo. I think last year sales were over $3.1 billion. So it's pretty big, pretty good stuff.
Well, you know, but that's important for our listeners to know, because sometimes you go places, and while the place you may be visiting is awesome because of its uniqueness, you pretty much want to starve to death and wait until you get somewhere else, because you have no confidence that if you eat, snack, or dine on what is being served, you're going to continue to be healthy. So it's always great to know that there is a thriving, successful, caring organization that's passionate about what it does, because got a big reputation to protect and live up to.
That's right.
I want to thank you, Michael, for joining us today. I'm busting to talk about food here because, you know, you got me at the station where the wait staff was picking up the food. So we've got to do that. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. Stay with me. We're here at Top of the Falls at Niagara Falls State Park in Niagara Falls, New York. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have the pleasure and privilege and delightful opportunity to be interfacing with Daniel Thorington, who is the executive chef at Top of the Falls. And I think we've had a helicopter going over.
That is correct.
I wonder, is it, you think, Daniel, that's a sightseeing helicopter taking people over the falls, or is it shadow traffic?
No, that is a sightseeing copter. We have those in downtown Niagara Falls. I believe they run about $50 for each round trip. It's not too bad. They'll take you a full scenic view of the whole falls, get you nice and close, get some pretty breathtaking pictures, I'll tell you that.
Have you ever done it?
I have not. I've actually never been in a helicopter.
Yeah, well, all right, here's my recommendation. See it in an IMAX film. I'm not crazy about helicopters. I tell people all the time, the only way you're getting me in a helicopter is if I am in a place where the choice is you get in the helicopter and we evacuate you from here, or you stay and the locals put you in a big pot and cook you for dinner. So that's the choice I will get in the helicopter, because you have a problem in a helicopter and you rarely survive. It just comes down, and that's, you know, and here's my suggestion to all helicopter manufacturers who are listening. Can't you find a way to package around the outside of a helicopter something similar to an airbag system? So if the helicopter came down, the airbags deploy, and you kind of bounce instead of going squat, splat, squish. All you people that understand technical things, stop laughing at me. There has got to be a way to create a cushion. Maybe even an air cushion. Like hydrofoils, they go on water, but they're not on the water. You know, they go on ice. Did you ever see one of those boats go out and save somebody, rescue? On our lake, they go out to rescue deer that are dumb enough when the lake is melting and the deer walk out and they go through. They send out like a hovercraft. It's like a layer of air underneath the boat, the raft, and they're able to save whatever they went out to rescue. So until then, no helicopters in my life. But, I'm glad that helicopters go out and take pictures. Well, drones can do it too now. Take wonderful pictures. It must be an amazing sight. But you ain't getting me to do it. Well, that's just how that is.
They actually don't like drones too much, just because they can take pictures of certain things that they don't like, things being taken pictures of too.
Well, I'm for that.
So
I vote for that one. So and we got distracted, but we digress because of the helicopter. So you were sharing with me some vital information, among which was your mobile phone number. And by the area code of your mobile phone number, I knew that you had to be somewhere in the Albany area and never changed your phone number for the convenience of everybody who knows and loves you. So Daniel Thorington, executive chef here at Top of the Falls, located in Niagara Falls State Park on the New York side of the falls, people. How did you, where does this telephone number attach itself to?
Well, actually, that's the only cell phone number I've ever had. I actually got that with my first cell phone when I was a senior in high school, way back in 2004. And, you know, I've come across so many people. I've worked with so many different people and so many family members. I just never really changed it because I never wanted to have to worry about sending out that text or that phone call saying, well, hey, this is my new number.
But that number is associated with, like, Albany County.
Correct.
So what town were you from out there?
Well, I was actually originally born in Schenectady, New York.
Originally born. Were you born again?
Well, no, not necessarily.
Okay.
But then my parents moved when I was 13 to Scotia, New York.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm. And then I attended Burn Hills Boston Lake High School in Burn Hills, New York, which is only about 10 minutes away from where I grew up. We were right on the borderline of Burn Hills and Scotia.
So let me ask you a question. What is your first memory of clawing your way into the kitchen to get at the pots and the pans and the spoons, and could you reach the counter yet?
Well, actually, one of my first memories, my mom always used to make Sunday dinners for the family. That was always a big thing when I was a kid growing up. It's actually funny, too, because my father and I are huge football fans. So she'd always make dinner on Sundays during football season, usually like a pot of chili, pot roast, you know, maybe a nice chicken dinner or spaghetti and meatballs. And I always remember my dad and I would always watch the Giants in the afternoon, and by the time dinner rolled around, we'd always sit there and complain about the game itself, and would actually ruin the dinner that my mom made because we'd spent so much time. But she's gotten over it. She actually makes fun of us for it for now still. But
good for her.
Going back to the question, one of my first memories is actually making gravy with my mother. It wasn't anything fancy or sophisticated.
How old were you?
Probably about 8 or 9. Honestly, when it comes, all the years blur together at this point.
I know, you're so old.
But at the same time, you know, it wasn't anything fancy. It wasn't like, you know, we made a roux and we took all the drippings or anything. It was just one of those packet gravies. She basically add the water, add the gravy, and she said, just keep stirring this until it's thick. Just keep stirring it. Don't stop stirring it until it's thick, and then when it's thick, you can stop stirring it. You know, and
that kept you busy.
That did keep me busy for about 5 minutes. But when you're 8 or 9 years old, 5 minutes can feel like an eternity.
Yeah. Oh, sure. And your arm feels like it's falling off.
Yeah, that too as well.
She didn't introduce you to an electric beater, eh?
Well, actually, she did, but it didn't always work.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, but did that captivate you in any way? Or was that like, you know, why am I standing here doing this and my arm is falling off?
It was more so, hey, is dinner ready yet? Because, you know, we're all hungry at this point. But
there had to be that bingo moment when you said, I really like this. I mean, where was the connection? Well, first of all, you are very young to be an executive chef. And bravo to you. You must be wonderful because that's a level to aspire to. So somewhere there had to be a moment when you said, this is what I want to do with my life. Where did that happen?
That actually happened in high school. I'd always done a little cooking here and there at home, usually cooking dinner, you know, fending for myself. You know, if my dad was away at work, mom was at work, or she had to take my sister somewhere, fending for myself, or just cooking, you know, the steaks for Saturday night.
Self-defense.
Correct. But I remember this one moment when I was a junior in high school. I was walking the halls, getting ready to go to lunch, because we all know the cafeteria food in school is so lovely these days, even back then. And I ran into one of my teammates from my baseball team, and he had a plate of meatballs. Now, this was foreign because you never saw anything like this in a school cafeteria. This had to have been something he brought from home, but there's no way he had brought it from home because it was still fresh. And I asked him, hey, where did you get that from? He's like, oh, we were just in class cooking it. I'm like, cooking it? What do you mean cooking in class? Well, what class were you in? Oh, international foods. And it's like dawned on me that, oh, my God, there's a whole other section of the school that I had never ever been in, basically the home ex section. So basically it dawned on me, hey, I can actually cook some food in school and actually not have to worry about eating cafeteria food. So here's my thought of, oh, wow, something interesting, and I don't have to actually bring money for school lunches. So.
Wow.
So the next year, the next semester, I signed up for the class. I was in it, and, you know, we're just kind of making it. And, you know, one thing led to another. I started realizing, hey, I can actually read these recipes and actually do the recipes, and it's actually kind of fun to cook. So one thing led to another, and when I was in high school, we actually had an internship program that they basically what you do is you would sign up for it the year prior. Basically saying, hey, this is what I'm looking to do when I go off to college. You know, I'd like to do an internship at a local place, you know, nursing, you know, cooking, some other things as well. And the teacher who was doing the internship program actually set up for me to go to a local restaurant. And, you know, I would only go for a couple days a week, usually about 3-4 hours, because I wasn't 18 yet, so I couldn't be there for very long. And then, you know, I'm in the kitchen. I started realizing, hey, you know, I can actually do the stuff that they ask of me to do, even though it's not much. You know, I spent most of the time stuffing shrimp for all the banquets that they're having later on that night. But I also noticed, too, that I got along with everybody that worked in the kitchen because, you know, you still had that sense in the back of your mind that chefs yell at you all the time, everybody's on their toes, stuff like that. There really wasn't anything like that. And, you know, after that, I decided, hey, why don't I go off to culinary school and get an education in this?
So where'd you go?
I actually went to Schenectady County Community College. It was a local school, which was actually literally a quarter of a mile from the restaurant where I was working.
Oh, wow.
Got my two-year associate's degree. Then went off to local SUNY school. For those of you who don't know, that is a State University of New York. I went to SUNY Delhi for about a year and a half. But about halfway through, I started working for Delaware North. And then I spent so much time working that I kind of stopped going. So I never really got my bachelor's, so I'll have to go back to get that at some point
soon.
Yeah,
go finish it up just to have a piece of paper. But
correct.
Meantime, the work experience is more important in reality when
correct.
It comes down to it. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're talking with Executive Chef Daniel Thorington here at Top of the Falls at Niagara Falls State Park, New York. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andres Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors will lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, Berlioz, and more. Conductor Nelsons will lead the BSO in 10 Tanglewood concerts, including opening night July 7th, as the orchestra presents Mahler's Symphony No. 2, Resurrection. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops will also highlight Tanglewood's opening and closing weekends with Sondheim on Sondheim and E.T. the Extraterrestrial in concert. And don't miss the Tanglewood Popular Artist Series, beginning with Natalie Merchant in July. Bring your family and friends to one of the most beloved music festivals in the world, this summer at Tanglewood. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200, or visit tanglewood.org.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
This
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hold tight for the Yakisaki wants some seafood, mama. Shrimps and rice, they're very nice. Hold tight for the Yakisaki wants some seafood, mama. Shrimps and rice.
It's Travelers 411.
I am sitting on the terrace of the Top of the Falls restaurant, operated by Delaware North, a major player in many state parks and racetracks and all kinds of places. And they do a great job. And I have the privilege of meeting Executive Chef Daniel Thorington and talking about food service here at Top of the Falls and his background. And meantime, I'm watching the mist of the falls as the water comes over the falls and it hits bottom. You get this, it looks almost like smoke rising up. That's the mist. And because of the breeze traveling along, it looks like it's dancing. It looks like a chorus line of this mist that just moving along. It's all marching. I mean, if we had a little music in the background, you know, you can see it going by with the wind. It's fabulous. And it's getting to the time of day where we've spent so much time talking about food that I really am starting to get hungry. So let's talk a bit about food service here at Niagara Falls State Park, which is a New York state park on the New York side of the falls. Daniel, are you just here at this restaurant, or do you have anything to do with any of the other food service at the other Delaware North locations here on the grounds of the state park?
My main concern is just the restaurant as of right now. We do have a concessions manager who takes care of all of our concessions, locations, and portables. But my main focus is the restaurant.
Okay. And what do you serve in terms of meal service? What time of day do you begin serving?
We begin service at 11 a.m.
So is 11 a.m. lunch or brunch, or can you still get breakfast, or you don't deal with breakfast?
We really don't really deal with breakfast in the restaurant. We start right with a lunch service. We actually have one menu throughout the whole day. Many years ago, they used to have two menus here, well before I ever came along. They used to have a lunch and a dinner menu, but as time went on, they started to realize that people more and more just kind of gravitated towards wanting one menu. And, you know, and lunch service is our busiest time of the day, so we kind of figured a lunch menu that can be used throughout the day was the best course of action.
So what do you find on the menu?
Our biggest seller, I can tell you right now, is our fish and chips, our Niagara fish and chips. I should be a little bit more specific. We incorporate a local Aviator red ale from a local brewery into our beer batter, and we use fresh haddock that is delivered to us from our seafood purveyors, and that is by far our best seller, bar none.
Okay, so what's number two?
Number two is actually a combination of all of our hamburgers. We're a very casual restaurant, but definitely if you added up all of our burgers, that would be our number two bestseller.
When you say all of your burgers, what are the varieties?
We have three different kinds of burgers. We have, actually, I'm sorry, four different kinds of burgers. Excuse me. We have our regular classic burger, which is a cheeseburger. You know, lettuce, cheese, cheddar cheese, hamburger. Nothing too fancy about that. We also have our bridal burger, which is actually named after our bridal veil falls. Which is actually a bacon, onion, and jalapeno relish with a Yancey's Fancy's maple cheddar. Now, Yancey's Fancy's is actually a local cheese purveyor from Batavia, New York, which actually isn't too far away from the falls, probably about an hour or so drive. Mm-hmm. Definitely worth it, though, if you're a really big cheese person. Definitely something you want to check out. We actually incorporate a house-made barbecue sauce that we do. It's a Loganberry Riesling wine. So again, Loganberry flavor, which is a local to Western New York, as well as a Riesling wine from a local wine farm, or I'm sorry, local wine vineyard.
And when you think Riesling, you think Mozart. I have to tell you this real quick. I can't even say it, but it's something like Wiesenbacken State Winery, but that's not right, but it's close, in the Saxony region of Germany. And by the way, I am the ambassador to North America for Saxony Tourism, which is the part of Germany that was behind the Iron Curtain and was reunited in 1989 when the Berlin Wall came down. And they do something where they pair music and colors, you know, and the wines, and they explain it all to you. And if you're doing this the way I did this trip, you next wind up in this restaurant where instead of pairing, like, cheese and wine, they pair music and wine. So if you order a Riesling, when it comes from the bar, they play Mozart in the restaurant because they think that the music of Mozart replicates the personality of a bubbly kind of personality of a Riesling. So the last thing the owner of the restaurant said to me when I left there, and it's got to be 7-8 years ago, was, when you think Riesling, you think Mozart. And you see, it stuck. So the next time you serve your Riesling burger, play Mozart and think of me. For people that are interested, and there are so many more today than ever, interested in gluten-free meals, that are interested in vegan or vegetarian meals, do you pay attention to those folks?
Absolutely. We get people from all over the world to come and visit our restaurant as well as the park itself. So we actually do pay very much attention to that. One of the things we've actually done with the menu is when you look at the menu, it's actually almost labeled items that are gluten-free, vegetarian, vegan, as well as dairy-free as well, too. And on top of that, I've also created a allergy chart just to kind of...
Oh, good for you. Have you been to Ireland lately?
I actually have never been outside the country other than Canada.
All right, I have to fix that. That'll be my job as Stephanie Abrams' travel fairy godmother. We're going to fix that. But I got to get you to Ireland, and I got to meet... Oh, I got chefs I got lined up that need to meet you, and you need to meet them. Stephanie Abrams here. Come back next week. Got to fly now.
Apulco Bay, it's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.